The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is without voices. Linda worked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She gets President's Day off today. What can I say except that she richly deserves it? And she was kind of like, I mean, you know, croaking a little bit this morning. She would have come back. She said, no, I'll go. Nope. You've worked all weekend long. Friday night, of course, was a great, great event, and I'll talk about those in a minute. Good morning. Hey, today is the 15th of February, the day after Valentine's Day. I hope everybody scored well on Valentine's Day. 6 after 7 in the morning. Here at KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, do I sound kind of echoey to you? I'm sounding echoey to me. And you know, something I noticed the other day is that it sounds just a little bit different. Now, I don't know why. Now, maybe it's just because we're turned up a different way or running something. Everything just the same. After the weekends, it takes a little bit to get everything tuned back up because we have so many shows running over the weekend. And we did a lot of work on the systems, on our computer systems this weekend, added things. And we're getting ready to make some other big changes there to make things a lot clearer and easier for everybody to hear. So, good morning, Babon.
And good morning. Right off the bat, I want to give you some good news. Even though we haven't had rain for several days, the lake continues to have a little extra water coming into it. It came up about another half a foot over the weekend. So right now we are 81 feet from the top. That puts us at 986 feet above sea level for the surface of the lake. So it's continuing. Still more water coming in than going out. And the good news is we have rain on the way. Yes, we did have red sky this morning. So today, look forward to a high in February of 81 degrees, overnight low will be right around 50. It's going to cool.
Wait.
Yes, I did say 81.
81 today?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The high-pressure ridge is really holding things up.
81?
Yes. Hence the Hawaiian shirt.
Hence my fishing shirt. But you're going to have to talk to Bob. The thong during the news is too much.
I did take advantage of the warm weather to finally replace the Jeep top. So, you know, I'm all set when the rain does return.
All right. So when's this rain supposed to come back?
Well, Tuesday will be a little bit cooler with a high at 77. Clouds move in Tuesday night. By Wednesday morning, we'll be seeing rain. Have about half an inch predicted. Thunderstorms possible on Wednesday night. Occasional light rain on Thursday. Then more showers on Friday, then clearing up for the weekend. So we do have a little extra good news coming in. Longer range forecast is still very, very mixed. My in-house weather person says the models are not in agreement, which is her way of saying, we don't know.
Okay.
And right now in Redding, like I said, it is about 58 degrees.
You know what? Weather people and News Talk host, talk show host, neither one of us have to be right. We still get paid.
And the report, I hasten to say, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, some of our best friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. And it's not just a veteran-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business that gets awards for hiring veterans. You can't get better than that. Okay, that's a lot of things happening. We'll get to Judge Scalia here in a little bit because there's, I mean, everybody's kind of in shock. Everybody I talk to goes just like this.
Game changer.
Oh, it is a game changer, and I've got some reasons why it can be a real game changer and things that can happen. But we're going to talk about a couple of things like happened this weekend. But Friday night was a Cascade fundraiser, Cascade Theater fundraiser. And what they were doing was auctioning off these posters that the artist had signed, like Buddy Roy and Merle Haggard and several others. And then there's others you had a silent auction on. Winona. What a great poster. And she signed it with a big heart. Oh, my love, you know, to the Cascade Theater. Great, great, great posters. And, you know, it had hors d'oeuvres from Gironda's. Anyway, it was a good event. It was a good event. And then here's our buddy Jimmy from one of our listeners was there. And Jimmy was ready. Jimmy has a collection of posters. I didn't realize that. And he was looking for the Buddy Ray. Wow. He came in, and he was in that. He was in it, but there were some people in there that were bidding, incredibly high prices for these posters for people that are, for these things. But he was in there the whole time, and he was in there for like two or three posters. So big shout out to Jimmy. And then we met Lori, who won the NorCal Limousine and Bohem Spa Valentine's Day massage and chauffeur-driven limousine with champagne. And she was talked to her. So shout out to Lori, and she listens all the time. And I hope she has a good time when they have it. So, I know the our friends over at NorCal Limousine are listening. In fact, I thought I might have seen, him around town the other night anyway. And then Saturday night, out to Wind River for, Bob, I tell you what. Lynn had brought in two other people there. She had Joe
Catania?
Catania. Thanks, buddy.
Boy, I pulled that out of...
Well, you pulled that one out of the Ethernet. And because I'm sitting there, Joe. Anyway, Joe Catania and Jeff Jones, who plays the sax and the flute. Big rockin' night. Her parents came up, and her brother and sister came up. It was a rockin' night there. A lot of people there, having a good time dancing, so that was good. And then to close out the weekend, View 202. And she's singing at View 202 with Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin.
Yeah.
And out on the veranda, though, beautiful day out on the veranda. I mean, Osprey diving into the water. It was just a great time. This weekend, we talked to so many people, saw so many people. And first of all, let me give a shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for all the kind words you say to Linda and I. We would like to feel like we reflect the community, and all of our guests reflect the community, to have everybody in. But thank you so much for all those people that came up and said how much you all enjoyed the show. Because I tell you what, it was, Bob, I wish you could have been there because it would have pumped you up too.
Pump you up.
We're going to pump you up for another 2 years. So, yeah. Yeah, we're easy to pump up, I guess. Anyway, we're going to take a break here, but not till we talk about our friends over at Sleep Number. There's big time of the year here. This is the time of the year that you can find your sleep number. Your sleep number, and my sleep number setting is 90, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40, at your Sleep Number store. And right now, during their Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Plus, a queen C2 mattresses now are only $599.99. So for under $600, you can get a Sleep Number mattress. What can I say about them except you can save 50% on a limited edition bed? You know what? The thing about it is when you have the a top-rated mattress rated by Consumer Reports, Lynn and I have been talking to you about it for 2 years. I can't say any more about it except we sleep so great on it. And so, you know what? We sleep so well that sometimes we sleep too good. Does that make sense? That, instead of getting up at 5 o'clock, sometimes you get up at 5:20 or 5:30 because my clock in my head's always worked. So you're sleeping so soundly and so comfortably. And if you got any injuries, this is a way to go. I mean, you can sleep on it. They've got beds that you can lift up so they can kind of come up so you can sleep in a better position, but not sitting straight up. It's the whole thing. They've got it all at Sleep Number, and they're all over in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. See Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals they have over there, and they're going to help you. They're going to lay you down on a bed. They're going to show you where the hot spots are and then how you can adjust that bed so you do not have hot spots. You can have a bed, sleep well the rest of your life. Trish has been using it for over 10 years. It's guaranteed, made in America. Where are you going to get anything better? Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning here on Monday, the 15th, 2016. 59 degrees out there, going up to 78. It's February.
Frank Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're still delivering kerosene all over in the mountains and red diesel. Looks like winter's here to stay for a while, so keep those tanks full. We have Clear Pearl for all the portable heaters. If you're still cutting wood, we have the ethanol-free 93, bar oil for the chainsaws, and Opti two-cycle oil. Johnny has two more used heaters in and rebuilt, ready to go. If you're thinking about upgrading or a new heater, give us a call for a free estimate. On propane, we have the exchange program on the bottles, and we can also fill the forklift tanks, and we have those for sale. Northern Lights Energy, stop in and let us show how our heaters and on-demand water heaters can save you money. Also, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is coming to town again at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Free admission to the public, so come on down and bring the kids. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBar. Linda is recovering from the weekend. Boom. I don't mean like that. I mean, just she's been singing all weekend long. And her voice is like, ah. It's not that bad. She deserves a day off after working all weekend.
Giving it a rest. Well, President's Day is a good
Day is a good day to do it. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And agent John Scaife. John is really experienced in many of the commercial and residential markets here, and he knows everything about the local market. He can negotiate any kind of price for his clients. He really takes pride in getting the best price for his clients, getting them in their homes, and getting them in there quickly. Check out his website at pbmerit.com or give him a call at 338-2112. John Scaife. Okay.
Get those folks. I like the cut of their jib, as is said.
Nice
folks from Merit.
Yeah.
They came in and did their spots.
Yeah, did all their spots.
Very personable type folks, and that's important.
There you go. It's 7:20 in the morning here on KCNR 1460, and we talked about everything that happened this weekend. Let's talk except the big thing. Antoine Scalia is dead, and already the conspiracy theories are out there.
Oh, my.
You know what? I was wondering, how long would it take for that to happen? Here's Scalia, who is, by the way, an avid bird hunter, was down in Texas hunting quail, blue quail, and goes to bed that night after dinner. He goes to bed around 9 o'clock and says, I'm tired. I'm going to get ready for tomorrow. And then the next morning, knock on his door at 9 o'clock, and no answer. And so everybody went out and did their thing. Then came back at 11:30, and no answer. So he went in a side door and found him dead. Huge ramifications for this country. I mean, first of all, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And this is the kind of guy this man is. I mean, I don't know him personally. But Sotomayor, who is one of the justices, which is a female and is liberal, you might say. And Ginsburg, who is a female judge, who is very liberal. Ginsburg said she said he was one of the nicest men, one of her closest friends.
Yeah, called him her buddy.
Yeah, so Ginsburg and Scalia, I mean, both of them are completely political opposites of the spectrum. And she called him friend. And Sotomayor says, I went hunting. He finally got me out to go hunting. So I went hunting with him. I love this man. And so when you get a man that has this intellect and this ability to cut through, he was conservative, but he was an originalist too. I mean, you know, he made these, and he's the one that wrote all these great decisions on the Second Amendment. So now we've lost this man, and we've now got a 4-4, in many cases, a 4-4 vote in the Supreme Court. So now Obama says, well, I'm not going to rush this, but I am going to, you know, I am going to present my ideas of who should be the next Supreme Court justice. Well, McConnell says immediately it should be the next president and not a lame duck president. He didn't use the word lame duck. He said, but it should be the next president that decides who the Supreme Court justice should be. You know, frankly, I believe that. I know, you know, but it's his constitutional right, Bernie Sanders says, is to nominate somebody. Well, yeah, it is, Bernie, but look at this. Wouldn't you rather have your choice, Bernie, to set the precedent on this court for the next 20 years, could be even longer? Or do you want Obama to do it? So the Republicans and I can understand this. You know, whether it's a Democrat or Republican that wins the next election, nobody knows who it's going to be. Let the next president do it. Just kind of like say, you know what? We'll just kind of not look at this. Now, Obama could bring out a very moderate type, a kind of middle of the road that actually, you know, could go one way or the other. Like Kennedy could go one way or the other and just say, okay, this is the way I believe. Unlike the other two he's brought in. And then that kind of puts Republicans in a bad light. But I think they should hold their – you know what? And I would say this. If it was a Republican president, you're this close. The court is going out of session in June, not coming back till October anyway. So why not have October, you know, and let the next president in January, the first thing they do, because they'll know who's going to be president, that they'll be doing the search for people right away. And so one of the first things he does is he nominates somebody for the Supreme Court.
I think the question boils down to, does the person who was nominated look at the Constitution and say, this is a document that was framed, it should only be changed by the majority when the states vote to, and I forget the exact formula, or is it a justice who will say the Constitution needs to evolve with the times, which in my mind is freaking dangerous.
Well, you know, it's a living document, as somebody said in here one day.
Well, Obama said he regards it as a flawed document. Remember that?
Okay, now, what happens when you have a tie vote? First of all, let's talk about the conspiracy theories, because you were hearing them already.
Oh,
I have not read any, but I just knew what was going to start up, is that, of course, Scalia, being the conservative, 79, purportedly in good health, all of a sudden dies. Now, conspirators are going to say, of course they went in and poisoned him. Of course they killed him.
The story was he was found with a pillow over his face. Please.
A pillow over
his
face.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, so they're saying he's murdered. I mean, and it was an overt murder.
Yeah.
Somebody went in there and killed him.
Yeah.
That's the
raging theory at the moment that particular group.
He was murdered, and there was a pillow over his, a pillow over his face.
I don't know where that came from, but I saw it posted on the
Don't even say it.
Yeah.
The guy's a wacko. All right, so but I know that's going to happen. I would have thought they would have done it a lot more. But I thought they would have done more surreptitiously, you know, like, you know, in, you know, something into his bloodstream, something like that. You know, I mean, something that you would have, you know, a pillow. Isn't that being a little bit melodramatic.
Well, if it was the Russians, he'd just glow in the dark from something they gave
him. But I mean, isn't that being a little melodramatic? Yeah. Oh, we just, you know what? I can't help but think, okay, but let me just mention this to you. Anytime those chief justices go out, they've got U.S. Marshals around them.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, of course.
Well, I mean, really, did you know that?
Yeah.
Because, and I'll tell you why, you know, my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal. And whether it's an active Supreme Court justice or one that was formerly a Supreme Court justice, U.S. Marshals are there on the premises. You know, now there could have been an exception here. I don't know, but to think that somebody walked in and just, well, maybe, you know what, you're just going to get these conspiracy theories like this because why? Because Scalia was the, you know, was a conservative justice, and here's why.
He was the pivot.
You know, okay, even though that he signed, you know, and the, you know, there's decisions that haven't come out yet that he signed on. Guess what happens to those decisions? They're put aside. It changes from a 5-4 or whatever it was to a 4-4 or whatever the score is.
So they haven't been released.
Because they had not been released, and up until the day they're released, the judge can change its change his or her mind. Get that? Now, did you get that?
Wow.
So that once he's already voted on, if it was 5-4, now it goes 4-4. This, my friends, is one of the reasons why this is really, really, really important, is what's coming up in the on the docket. Now, a tie. What happens if there's a tie and they can't agree on it? What they do is they issue a one sentence report that comes out that supports the decision of whatever the lower court was. However, it can be brought back up again and re-argued as soon as there's a ninth, or as soon as a replacement is nominated and voted in and sworn in. So any of the decisions coming up, they can just say, okay, it stands until. And then those can be, you know, those that are on the docket that are coming up, they will be brought back up in and then heard in front of the court. So it just delays them. It doesn't mean, you know, they, you know, frankly, it just puts them on hold. It upholds the lower court until they can get the next judge in. And the big thing is what's coming up. What's coming up on the Supreme Court here? And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Because this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Northern Firearms Instruction and our other advertisers that have guns or weapons that use these, you know, for people that buy and use weapons, you might want to figure on what's happening coming up in the next Supreme Court on the docket that's coming up this year. Northern Firearms, though, Instruction, has Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors, teaches all over Northern California, provides complete CCW training, hunter safety training. And right now, he's probably back now, but last week was in Nashville, Tennessee, receiving an award from the Wild Turkey Federation for taking kids out and teaching them how to hunt. And he's been doing that for a couple of years and won a national award for helping kids, mentoring children to hunt, to learn how to hunt correctly and to follow the rules and to hunt safely in this, and won an award for this. Ted Leidy did. But that's just kind of indicative of the things that Ted does. He's an outstanding instructor. Give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:30 in the morning here on Monday, the 15th of February. Good morning, Angel.
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole Peanuts gang are coming to Turtle Bay. Starting February 5th, Peanuts Naturally will bring Peanuts comic strips, videos, and objects and interactive stations to Turtle Bay. Learn how Charles Schulz explored the natural world through the Peanuts and see what kind of misadventures the gang gets into. Presented by Record Searchlight and Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer and organized by the Charles M. Schulz Museum. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:33 in the morning here on the 15th of February, the day after Valentine's Day. I hope you did well on Valentine's Day there, got a little rose or something.
We had a nice Valentine's.
Great. 59 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet, February the 19th. That's this Friday. Dinner tickets are only $20, and there's room at the table. Give Vint Stevenson a call at 949-5000, or give me a call. Just give me a call. 605-4565 if you want some tickets. We'll get some stuff sent out to you. And then, of course, oh, yeah, or call Tammy Walker. I'm sorry, 953-9940 for tickets. And this is they're giving out the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award, not only just the individual but the groups, too. And a lot of neat things going on. Okay, Tammy Walker is also out for Resources and Relaxation Fair for Women Veterans. That's going to be the 20th. From 9 to 1400 at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And so if you want, and this is free. This is absolutely free to our women veterans. Give Tammy a call at 953-9940. And again, oh, and the Veterans Advocate of the Year, and they had awards banquet I was just talking about. It's going to be out at Wind River. It's going to have dinner and everything. It's going to have Congressman Lamoff will be speaking. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dave, you're out there on the hills. Good morning, Dave.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Indian Dave. I'm out here on Hilltop with Troop 122, Mike Ferrier and the gang. Say hi, gang. Hilltop, man. I want you to talk to you guys for a second, if you would.
Sure. What's going on?
How you doing? The youth program supporters helped out Troop 122. We drilled 65 holes in the sidewalk on Hilltop Drive, and today is the first day that we're putting up flags. The length of Hilltop Drive from Highway 44 to Cypress Street.
Wow.
Went
awesome.
Yeah. It's way impressive.
Well, I am so proud of you guys out there, you know, the flag guys. And then, and which troop is this?
Troop 1. I'm going to say, is it upside down? Why is the sound coming up? Hold on just a second.
Hello, pull the string tighter.
Oh, okay, oh, I'm on speaker. Okay, so there are flags running the whole length. They're 10-foot tall poles with 3-by-5-foot American flags on them. They'll be up for the day today for President's Day.
Wow. And we'll so take, which troop is this?
Troop 122 meets at Rother School.
Okay.
Well, and I've got a history with the troop. I got my Eagle Scout Award from the troop in 1973, so I've been involved for a little while. Indian Dave said, hey, if you want to help, we need $4,000 to put the flags on the other side of the street, because we're on the only on the west side right now.
Okay, so you would take money from people then, and it takes $4,000 to bore the holes and get the flags.
That's exactly right.
How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, you can call, if you go to it's youthprogramsupporters.org.
Youthsupporterprograms.org, okay.
Yep.
And you can give money, and then we'll be able to put flags on the other side of the road.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, it's a great thing you're doing out there.
Hey, you know, that's what we do.
That's what you do, and that's what the troop does. That's what Boy Scouts do. They do great things for America.
We certainly do, and they came to me and said, hey, you're the flag guy, Mike Ferrier. Can you help me out with the... And so we got it done.
There you
good
go.
Stuff.
Well, you know what? Redding wants to give a big shout-out. We're going to give a big shout-out to you, Mike, to Troop 122, and to Dave the Indian, okay?
he saw us working, and he went napping. So, guys, say goodbye.
Check it out. Thank you, Carl.
All right. Thanks a lot, the Indian. Take care. I'm going to drive down and take a look here as soon as the show's over.
All right.
All right, buddy. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling good again. I'm not feeling conspiracy theories. I'm feeling good about Boy Scouts. Okay, what's going on in the chat room is people are saying, well, why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't he kill somebody? Why wouldn't they have him killed? But the thing about it is you can't just naturally assume a 79-year-old guy was murdered. Do we want to wait for things like autopsies and all that? And Sungle set up great. She says the drive-by media doesn't even drive by anymore. They just report things. They just throw things out there. Oh, look what I heard. You know, and the whole thing with this 24-hour day news and instant twittering
everybody
and all this
wants
is
to be first.
Everybody wants to be first, and they'll throw stuff out there. You know what? Not having checked it. Did I tell you Al Jazeera was stopping? They're turning off. Al Jazeera.
Yeah, they
are
shutting down operations because they couldn't make any money.
Well, how could they? I mean, they lie. They lie. Al Jazeera. Think about this. It's being backed by a country that thinks women are second-class citizens. And yet, I actually saw graduates from my high school class say, oh, I got that out of Al Jazeera. Really? You got it out of Al Jazeera? I just went back. Really? You believe Al Jazeera? I mean, that they don't have, like, I mean, this is a state-owned, you know, news source, and you don't think that perhaps that they're leaning into this? I mean, how could people be so stupid?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, these are my classmates. These are people, you know, college degrees, lawyers. Oh, no, I believe in these. I don't know. This is real.
There's a reason I'm not in journalism anymore.
Okay. Now, you can't assume that it was unnatural either. Just think if it was your dad. Okay, well... My dad did die of heart failure. My mom told me he did. I didn't. Wasn't there. There was no autopsy. But you're right. If something like this, he's by himself, he's in a room, they're going to perform an autopsy. I'm sure they're going to do that anyway. He's a Supreme Court justice, just to make sure. And I, you know what? If I, you know, I just think everybody should just kind of like come down out of the high hover.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, settle down. You know, get off the afterburners.
Put down the Tom Clancy and
that's right. Right now,
Brown
right
novels.
Now, this until this thing's over. Now, here's the thing you want to get really upset about. You want to get upset about something? Here, I'm going to give it to you right now. At 20 minutes until 8 o'clock here on Monday the 15th of February, the cases that are coming in takes with Scalia gone, and these are the things that are on the docket. Labor unions and the big labor union vote that can labor unions actually force people to pay dues to them or pay money to them if they do not want to be part of it. And it was coming up that, I mean, all the questions that were coming up were showing that you know, from the conservative side, it was going to be a 5-4 that they were going to say, no, you can't force people to pay you money into the union if, you know, they're not, you know, if they're not part of your union. You can't force them to do that. Other things are coming up. Contraception, little sisters of the poor. Can you force religious organizations to provide contraception, the morning after pill, which provides for abortion? They're saying all contraception. So this was coming up. How about religious liberty? Christians are getting smacked everywhere in this country because, my gosh, they have actually have Christian morals. They believe in God, and they believe in certain tenets of their religion. So they're going to be forced to pay money because of this, or they're attacked because of their religion like this. Anyway, this was coming up, religious liberty, and of course Obamacare. All of these things were coming up in this docket. So it could go 4-4, and then but they'll come back again. Now here's the good thing. Remember what we talked about the first time? If it's 4-4, they can't make a decision. It goes back down. It just stands the way it is right now. And then it's going to come back up again when you've got the fifth, deciding vote. Unless it goes 4-3, it could do that, or it could go. Let me see. It would be obviously it's 4-4, so it'd have to go 5-3. No, it could go 5-3, like that, to get your eighth. It could do that, but we'll see. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Morning.
Have I totally confused you yet?
You didn't need to say anything to totally confuse me. Too late for that.
Anyway, the bottom
exposure, by the way.
The bottom line is with a tie vote is they'll let things stand, send it back down, tell them to bring it back up again when they get the last vote in. But they've got of these huge, huge cases coming up now. Second Amendment, all of these things coming up right now that we're going to be probably a 5-4. Now they're going to be a 4-4.
So just FYI, I read in today's paper this morning, having copy, that they were not planning on doing any autopsies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I read, and I'm surprised at that, because they ought to do it just to settle any issues, like what we're talking about.
The one we're hearing about right now. Well, now, did it say he had prior conditions? Like
I don't know the answer to that.
Or anything like that?
I don't know. I do not know.
Well, that's kind of strange. You would think a Supreme Court justice. Oh, you know what? I hate to say it, but if I was the family, I would just say do it. Just do it.
Yep.
Just do it. So because if we don't, it's just going to cause such consternation. They're going to be saying he was killed for the next 100 years.
Well, if the Clintons were still in office, I would think it was definitely shady. You get my point. I'll leave you with that, Colonel. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Coach Bob. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll be in the building all day. Anyway, speaking of that, the Clintons, Hillary, they released her new emails, right? Part of her emails was she was wondering, this is probably why, you know, she doesn't care if it's classified stuff. Some of these emails is why she did not want to release those emails. She was wondering if Bill was being faithful to her. Well, she, you know, I mean, Bob, how would you like to do that? I mean, you've got, like, I wonder if she's fooling around again. I mean, and it comes out in the emails. Oh, gosh. I mean, I'd rather just take the rap for, I put secret stuff in there. Yeah, I put SAP in there, but get rid of the ones where I said my husband's still screwing around on me. Oh.
Well, there would be everybody would go, yeah, and?
Well, the thing is that that's no surprise. I mean, you don't think he's been, you know, he's been doing it. It's his lifestyle. You know, you talk about Bill Cosby. Well, what about Bill Clinton? You know, I bet they could probably, you know, if they put notches up there, probably the difference is people were pursuing, you know, and this is the thing, people pursuing Bill Clinton. But the problem is that the ones that didn't pursue him, according to reports and the fact he paid a lot of money on, is that he pursued them a little bit too hard there. Anyway, Bill is down he's down there because he was the first black candidate. He was the first black president. He said that several times. I find that somewhat amusing. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some other things. Okay, now we're talking about Scalia's death. We talked about what happens on the Supreme Court. on this. And when we come back in this next segment, we're going to talk about a couple of things. One is, what's the GOP going to do? And local comments on what they think is going to happen and the impact on our courts and our life here in the United States. So if you've got a comment, feel free to please give us a call, 605-4567, and let's discuss what you think can happen if another liberal justice comes in and the impact in our lives. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:45 right now.
Girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking a deserved days off here. She's been working all weekend. Good morning, everybody. It is 11 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 15th of February. It's 59 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And you know what? We're going to be getting some rain, though, Wednesday, which is great. Wednesday, maybe even the thunder showers. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And, okay, so now Scalia's dead. We've talked about the number of things that can go wrong, the number of cases that are coming up, and what can happen if there's ties. What's the GOP to do? Well, Obama said, like we said right at the beginning, says that he will name a replacement in due time. You know, and he passed on his, you know, condolences, of course, to the family. McConnell, head of the Senate, Republican, says, doesn't make any difference. We are not going to name or seat or anything a Senate or a Supreme Court justice till after the election. Let the next president select the Supreme Court justice. Now, Bernie Sanders immediately went on the attack, you know, Bernie the socialist, and says, well, you've taken away the president's constitutional obligations is to name a Supreme Court justice immediately once one passes away. That's true. But let's think about it. Shouldn't the next president, be it a Republican or a Democrat, have the right to name the Supreme Court justice? Instead of, and I hate to use the term lame duck, but he is a lame duck. So he can name him, like we said. And the problem is if he comes up with a very moderate type, then Republicans are going to look bad. And they're going to get the do-nothing group. Oh, look at them. They're obstructionists. They do nothing, nothing like that. Oh, my gosh, they're tearing the country apart. Well, it's too late for that. You know, I mean, we won't even go into, you know, where the country is right now and where it has been over the past 7 or 8 years. The last 40 years, 50, 100, 150, 200 years. Okay, last 200 years. But the GOP now has to try and figure this one out. I don't quite understand the problems that people are going to have with this if they decide to hold it. It seems like if I was a Democrat or a Republican, I would be wanting to wait to the next election was over. I'm sorry, I just kind of lost my train of thought. Bob's writing things for me here, and it appears that our guest is not going to be here at 8 o'clock. So that's going to be interesting, Bob. Okay. Anyway, so it should be that whoever the next one is gets the choice. Now, would I feel like this if I was a rabid Republican or a rabid Democrat? No. No, if there was Republican as a president, wouldn't you want him to get the last say, Bob? You'd want him. Hey, last thing he does is boom. He puts he sets the Supreme Court into a motion that will be that way until the next one passes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you want him to do that.
Yes, and that would be his legacy to. Finally, tilt the court progressive angle, where the Constitution is a timely document that needs to be interpreted in keeping with the times. I believe is Obama's opinion on that. So he will. Hillary went so far as to suggest that Obama should be the appointee. God help us.
Did she say that?
Yeah. I don't think he can appoint himself, so that's...
I'm not sure. So, imagine this. There's no precedent for it, but maybe that's not a big enough job for President Obama once he turns over the leaf. Because, see, if he's a Supreme Court justice, look what this does. I don't think he... Can he go out and speak to groups of people? Well, I guess they do. I guess the Supreme Court justices go out and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, they are very, very careful to not touch on subjects which are before them or may come before them. But, yes, many of the justices give talks at universities and things like that to better explain our legal system. One thing I found real interesting is that in spite of the fact you have these diametrically opposed people in the Supreme Court, as I was reading a story about that they have a very... they have a long-standing tradition that before they go out, every justice shakes hands with every other justice, and that is a tradition that goes back to after the Civil War, that the justices try, at least publicly, to hold themselves above the politics. We know that it doesn't always work out that way. But that's the impression that they, as a group, try to give, and that they try to, you know, that's a job I sure as heck wouldn't want to try to tackle.
Well, you know what the thing is here's the part I like, is that both Ginsburg and Sotomayor, who are opposite of him, you know, in political wise, both said really nice things about this guy. So that tells me maybe, Bob, you're right, is that they can shake hands, they can agree to disagree, and they give it their best shot.
They're professional.
Imagine that. They're professional. They shake hands, and where they may violently disagree, well, not violently, but vehemently, and there's a difference between vehemently and violently disagree. Yeah, vehemently disagree with the other. They can, you know, and they say, you know what, frankly, your viewpoint is wrong, and it is archaic, and all these other things, but then shake hands, go out and have dinner, glass of wine. And some people say, well, how could you do that if you feel so passionate? I feel passionate about a lot of things, but I can sit down with my friends. We have a dinner group that we sit down with, and I tell you, the spectrum is crossed from hardcore conservatives to very, very liberal people. In this, and yet we are able to break bread, find a lot of things that we all agree on, have a good time, and we banter back and forth about the disaster of the Obama administration. And of course, the other person says, "Oh, disaster! Look what Bush did, and it's just taken him 7 years to fix this mess." But we all agree on one thing: this next election has got some real weird people running for it.
It's going to be interesting. But Carl, even on this program. You want to talk about a spectrum of people. Now, there are those who will insist that this is a bunch of screaming white guy conservative nutballs that run this place, Linda notwithstanding. But the reality is that you have a very broad spectrum of people in here with every possible viewpoint.
Everybody. And you know what? And they're all welcome because I love it. And I love, you know what? I love Judy. You know, she and I, you know, probably don't agree on a lot of things. And, I love her, and I think that she's such a, you know, she is an intellectual challenge when we go into things. I love being challenged like that. So we're able to do that. So the idea that Scalia and Ginsburg could be friends, I understand that totally. Some people go, oh, no. Now, we're getting reports and talking about people that have different, diverse viewpoints. Get into our chat room sometime. Oh, my God. You know, you got Ruth and Sungold and Jerry and LJS and all these. They should definitely do an autopsy. Rumor is that he turned down Secret Service for his trip. And then once, I'm guessing he has been seeing a doctor. They said he wasn't feeling well, but went anyway because he loved to hunt. He was blue quail hunting. And you can tell with a blood test that their markers indicate a coronary event leading to a death.
People couldn't tell if there was no autopsy, how can they say it's a heart attack? There are markers in the blood that tell you that there was a coronary problem.
Sure, I'm sure there were symptoms, and, you know, but anyway, should there be an autopsy? Just probably there should be. Anyway, hey, my guest was going to be at 8 o'clock, was going to be Patrick Jones.
He sends his apologies.
Did he say why?
He just said he had things that he had to take care of. Apparently, well, he is a businessman.
He is a businessman. Well, that's good to be called 10 minutes before you have your guest coming on. You tell me, Patrick, I hope you're listening right now. You know, call me 10 minutes before the show, before you're supposed to be on the show.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, open the phones.
That's right. At 8 o'clock, we will be discussing the Elephant Preserve in northern Tehama County. We'll be for an hour. And because we've talked about everything else for the last hour, about having to do with Scalia's death, now we're going to really throw it in overdrive into open mic. So let's start talking about, you know, they're saying Trump went too far this time.
Oh, what's he done now?
Oh, just went after Bush. I mean, it was just like, rah, rah, rah. You know, blame George Bush for, 9/11, and, I mean, just everything. So he went after the Bush boys.
Peeking through the bushes.
You know, people are really, but this guy Trump is just, he just keeps getting stronger and stronger. The other thing I want to talk about.
He's playing on the fear.
Can search engines predict what's going to happen in elections? Oh, can they? Well, we're going to talk about that. Bob's going to talk about that when we get back. What do we got now, Bob?
It's time for me to hit this button right here.
There you go. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 15th of February. 59 degrees, going up to 78 today. Looks like some rain for Wednesday. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Ready.
The views and opinions of shows on...
I'm Bob Agnew. The makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court is an issue that is now at the forefront of the presidential campaign following the weekend death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Republican candidate John Kasich says he does not think President Obama can realistically get a Supreme Court nominee through Congress right now, as he explained on ABC's This Week.
What I don't want to see is more fighting and more recrimination, which is exactly what we're going to see. Let's just face up to this. We are very divided between President Obama and the Congress.
The 79-year-old Scalia died over the weekend of natural causes. Republican candidate Jeb Bush was asked if his brother, the former President George W. Bush, has given him much advice on dealing with somebody like rival candidate Donald Trump.
I don't think my brother ever had any experience with dealing with a person like Donald Trump. He's a bully, and you've got to stand up, and I'm the only guy standing up against him. He's hijacking the conservative cause by running as a Republican. There's nothing in his past that would suggest that he is a Republican.
Bush's comments airing on NBC's Today Show. The President's Day holiday is keeping a lot of drivers off the road, especially in the nation's capital, and that's a good thing today because of a big snowstorm. National Weather Service forecaster David Hamrick.
From Erie, Pennsylvania, up through Syracuse, New York, and up through Watertown, New York, and Messina area, and going up into Canada. Also, we could see some local heavy snow eastern West Virginia near some of the ski resorts. And for the I-95 corridor, maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow, followed by a changeover to rain.
And forecasters say the snow could also mix with sleet or freezing rain. Philadelphia could see 1 to 3 inches of snow. In New York City, expected to get up to 4 inches. More snow could fall in eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, and western New York State. Wall Street is closed this President's Day, and tomorrow the Dow will resume trading at 15,973. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Ted Cruz, nice to see you, sir.
Ted Cruz goes on the record with Greta.
So let's provide some absolute clarity. Senator Rubio supports amnesty. I oppose amnesty. Senator Rubio supports citizenship. I oppose citizenship. Senator Rubio supports legalization. I oppose legalization. Senator Rubio joined with Chuck Schumer to fight for the Gang of Eight. I joined with Jeff Sessions, Steve King, and the American people, and we defeated the Gang of Eight.
Ted Cruz did what he promised voters by standing up to the Washington establishment and boldly opposing amnesty for illegals. Chris Wallace asked Rush Limbaugh about Ted Cruz on Fox News Sunday.
First of all, Ted Cruz,
well, brilliant and conservative through and through, trustworthy, strong, confident leader, and somebody in whom you can totally depend.
Ted Cruz, the candidate conservatives can trust. Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It appears that burdensome government regulation is the main cause that California drivers pay about 76 cents more per gallon of gas than motorists elsewhere in the country, according to this report from correspondent Jeremy Hunt.
Fuel experts and consumer advocates recently told the Petroleum Market Advisory Committee that a high state gas tax and more rigorous regulations have kept prices relatively high as oil prices have dropped across the country in recent months. They said drivers in California pay more, partly because of stiffer fuel blend standards to meet the state's unique air quality rules. The panel, appointed by the California Energy Commission, is studying whether changes in state policies and laws could rein in the prices.
That's Jeremy House reporting. One of Britain's oldest traditions will not be discarded after all. The government reversing a decision to end the centuries-old practice of printing official copies of laws on vellum, parchment made from goat or calf skin. It had been announced last week they would end that practice. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In the highest-scoring NBA All-Star game ever, the West posted a 196-173 victory over the East in Kobe Bryant's final All-Star appearance. Bryant says he's been touched by the many players who tell him he has made them better at their game.
Wanting to earn my respect at an early age, right? Coming into the league, playing against me, wanting to prove to me that they were as competitive. And, you know, when I hear those kind of stories, man, that makes me feel real good.
Oklahoma City Thunder guard Russell Westbrook won the MVP award last night for the second straight year.
Anytime you'd be able to be in the history books is always means something to me, man. I'm just thankful to be able to play the game of basketball and be in a game like this, man. And it's something that, like I said before, I never take for granted.
Both teams scored more than any team had ever managed, and the 369 points was also a record combined total. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. 5 after 8 here on the 15th of February, 2016. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Howdy.
Linda is taking a well-deserved day off after working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And giving her voice a little bit of a rest here, because we're going to be Friday. She's going to be singing down at the Veterans Awards. And a lot of other things going on this weekend. So
awesome.
So what's the weather look like? Is it worth going out today?
Oh, absolutely. Today's the day to go out, and it's actually going to be a little on the warm side. We had red skies this morning over Redding, which indicates an incoming storm. More on that in just a moment. The high today will be 81 degrees. My. Overnight low will be right around 50. High tomorrow of 77, and then the clouds start moving in. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night. By Wednesday, we will be seeing more rain, about half an inch in the Reading area. That will continue into Wednesday night and tapering off on Thursday. A little bit more on Friday, and then clearing up for the weekend. Right now in Reading, we have 59 degrees. Shasta Lake is 81 feet from the top in this report. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated. Chuck and Judy Kenny have a company that has won an award, a California State Award for Small Businesses for Hiring Veterans. Can't go much better than that. And speaking of veteran-owned businesses, we have Alliance Heating and Air that brings us this segment of the show. Serving the North State for well over 20 years. Voted best in the North State 2015 for the outstanding work they do to all your HVAC systems. That's right, heating or cooling systems. They can fix them. They can fix them now. They can also offer guarantees and warranties. Ask them about that. You got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. We love these guys. They work on our stuff. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Let's go to the phones. Sally.
Yes.
So it was a hotbed of controversy yesterday. Everybody talking about Scalia passing away.
Yes.
On all the shows, all the talk show yesterday here on our local talk shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had a great program on yesterday on Sovereign Minds.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a chance to go back and listen to that. Chris Ann Hall called in live, as well as one of the people from up in Burns, Oregon. If you get a chance to go back and listen to that archive, it was excellent.
You know, I'm hearing different things. I may just keep you on the line for a couple of seconds because my guest didn't show up, Patrick Jones. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again.
Keep hammering the
I'm just going to keep hammering on it for the next hour. But Sally, I'm talking to conservative guys, gun guys, and they all were opposed to them showing up with guns. You know, you can say it's their right to carry guns, but as soon as they introduced guns into the equation, it changed things. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't agree with the method they used to do what they did, but somebody needed to stand up for the Hammonds
I agree with that. But as soon as they showed up with the guns, it changes the whole dichotomy of what's happening up there.
Well, but isn't that their Second Amendment right to be armed?
It's their Second Amendment right. That's right. But you remember when they said it was their right around here to walk around carrying a pistol, on their hips, and they went into a Starbucks and they poked the politicians in the eye with it. It's your right to have. To carry, it's your right to have weapons, and we all know that. Hopefully, of course, with Scalia gone, we're not sure, but what it's going to look like in the future. But when they did that, when they did that, I think everybody, even Red said that. He says, what a mistake, bringing guns into it, which then opens it up for the feds to start shooting.
Well, you know, from the people on the ground up there, from what I heard, it was the military, the FBI and the Oregon State Police that were walking around in full military garb and setting up robots, closing down schools, doing those kinds of things that were very upsetting to the people who lived there. It wasn't, I mean, the quote unquote occupiers, they were out, they went shopping in the town, they were out having lunch. I mean, it it was like an armed occupation once the BLM and the Oregon State Police started, you know, arriving.
Do you think that they wanted to start a shooting war out there?
No, I do not. I don't think they had any intention. They just wanted to bring the news media, because for months it had not become a story. The Hammonds were being retried. They didn't even get a trial for the second sentencing. And nobody was paying attention to it. Now, let me ask you this. What would have happened if Rosa Parks had never sat on the bus?
No, I'm not disagreeing. No, I am not. I am
sat on the bus.
I'm not disagreeing about them doing that. No. You know, they had to, because this whole thing smacks of overreach by the gov. And what it does, too, is it opens it up when you have the candidates saying, you know what, maybe we should just give all this land back to the states and get so we can work this, you know, so that we don't have an overreaching government authority that's not elected making all these decisions and causing these problems. And then we can start asking is, why do we need to have automatic weapons in the Census Bureau?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand that, why we need automatic weapons in the Census Bureau. Come on.
How long would it have lasted had they not been armed?
You know what? Here's what I'm thinking is, that could have been one of those things that, well, you know, I don't know. Would they have just said, okay, look, let's let them do that, and then, you know, just cut off the electricity and do all this. Let them occupy out there because there's nothing out there. I don't know. You know what? We'll never know. But as it is.
Well, they have had experience in the Bundy Ranch down in Nevada. I mean, they knew what they were going to be up against.
And you know what? And that's true. And I'm glad that the BLM down there did not try to go in there with forcefully, because it would have just led to more. It would have been a gunfight of epic proportions. But it would have also led to more and more people being, you know, coming into that fight down there. So, you know, it's a type of thing is that it had to be publicized. It's unfortunate that the man was killed like that.
Yeah,
so.
It was.
Okay, who you got tonight?
We have the gentleman who you had on the radio last Friday,
Joe Montez. You know what? Linda likes him. I mean, she says, you know what? You ask him a question, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
You might, you know, you go back into the, when you're asking him on the you know, the trade and all this, you might ask him those questions on the trade and his thoughts about what, he is a lawyer, but what he thinks about Scalia, too.
Right, he's a lawyer, and he's also a property development guy, and he's also been an administrative law judge, so he's got a well-rounded resume. I'm interested in meeting him, and, you know, I just wanted to make a point. Where else in this area can you actually come in and meet the candidate, ask them questions without having to pay to, you know, come to a fundraising dinner or a private meeting?
Yeah.
This is a public meeting. We invite everybody to come out and meet the people to find out if you want to cast your vote for this person. There are four people running for this congressional district.
Yeah.
Including Doug LaMalfa. So,
Doug LaMalfa,
I mean,
Joe Montez.
From.
Yeah, Joe Montez, Doug Wright, and of course Gregory Cheadle.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I find it interesting. And I asked him all the same question. I said, you're a Republican running against a Republican. Yeah. The Republican Party's not real happy about this. The mainline Republican Party.
Well, and I just want to remind people, too, that in order to vote in the primaries, you have to be a registered Republican if you want to vote on the Republican ticket.
So even if you have a non-stated as party?
Yep.
So you've got to state yourself as a party member.
Yes, you
do. Okay. Now, do the Democrats have that same thing, or can you vote?
No, they do not.
So you could vote as you could vote in the Democrat primary as refuse to state or refuse to say who I am.
Yes, decline to state.
Decline to state. Thank you. It sounds much nicer than saying I'm not telling you who I am. Okay.
Yes, but the Republicans in California have determined that they want only Republicans voting in their primary.
Well, since I declined to state, I'm voting for Bernie, and that's my gift to the Republican Party.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they decided to do it that way, but they do. And so, if you want to vote in these primaries, you have to be registered as a Republican.
That's right. Okay, Sally, thank you so much. Okay,
thank you so much.
That's 6 o'clock tonight at the
2570 South Bonnie View Road at Destiny
Fellowship
Church.
You know what? I should know that. Okay, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Well, we are going to be changing here in the upcoming future.
You are? Where are you going?
Well, temporarily, we are going to meet at Shasta Bible College for 5 weeks, and then we'll have a permanent home at the Vineyard Church on Bocelli Lane.
Wow.
Yes, we're excited about our new venue.
Great. Okay. Anyway, tonight, Destiny Fellowship Church starts at 6 p.m. Joe Montez, he's a good guy to listen to, and he answers questions. He's pretty quick on his feet.
Yep. Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Sally.
Okay, hey,
we're going to take a quick break here at 17 after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of February. 59 degrees going up to 78 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Frank Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're still delivering kerosene all over in the mountains and red diesel. Looks like winter's here to stay for a while, so keep those tanks full. We have Clear Pearl for all the portable heaters. If you're still cutting wood, we have the ethanol-free 93, bar oil for the chainsaws, and Opti two-cycle oil. Johnny has two more used heaters in and rebuilt ready to go. If you're thinking about upgrading or a new heater, give us a call for a free estimate. On propane, we have the exchange program on the bottles, and we can also fill the forklift tanks, and we have those for sale. Northern Lights Energy, stop in and let us show how our heaters and on-demand water heaters can save you money. Also, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is coming to town again at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Free admission to the public, so come on down and bring the kids. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl in the Box. Good morning, 8:21. This Monday, February the 15th. 59 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. It's going to be a little rain on Wednesday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week there. Veteran-owned business that has Espresso Joe's, which is just some of the best coffee in town at really, really, really reasonable prices. Everything you can imagine in wine and beer and soft drinks and all that. Hot dogs. They even have hot dogs over there. I love hot. You know, did I tell you that's my guilty pleasure?
Oh.
Is hot dogs.
Then walk. You've never seen them being made, have you?
Well, you know what? I have.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you why. And you'll never eat, and I'll tell you how, and you'll never eat a hot dog again, but I think they're pretty good. Then you walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. It's just the ambiance. Just makes you go, ah, all of this at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Plus, everybody, you get treated really, really, really well there by the TMB cuties.
I think we lost Henry, though.
Did we lose Henry? Okay.
Yeah, Henry tried to call back as we lost
him. Now, I put myself through school, and it's probably, I don't know how many people know this, by working in meat factories, slaughterhouses, because my dad worked for Swift & Company. And back when I was a young man, they still did the full-service plant. So they had one in San Francisco. They had them in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the one I worked in San Francisco and in Tennessee, especially the one in San Francisco, they did it all. They made sausage and bologna and all those things.
So from moose in the door to package out the back.
And so I worked up on the kill floors, and then I had different jobs through it. But I was, and they had these guys who make hams and you cut and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, butchers. So one day, but see, here's the thing people don't know is you had inspectors there, because if it crossed state lines, you had all types of inspections there. The feds would get in on everything.
Yeah,
and in plant in Nashville. Oh, I mean, we're running like 1,800 to 2,000 hogs a day in an 8-hour day. And you get paid extra if, you know, you would get bonuses for how many an hour you could push through there. Well, the inspectors would get a hair up their nose, and they'd start stopping the line and checking just every little thing. I don't know what caused that. You know, I don't know if there was some kind of bad blood going on, but, you know, they wouldn't do it all
the time.
Somebody hadn't been paid. I don't know. But see, what I'm getting at, though, is that they would inspect everything. I mean, they inspect, you know, kidneys, everything. And so then you go on down to where they're making the hot dogs and these things. Well, one guy got his finger cut off in one of the machines. So they took the finger. And when they found it, took the guy to the hospital, they couldn't find the finger, so they dumped all the stuff out that he was involved with. But then they found the finger, so they wrapped it up and they put it in the inspector's desk. Inspector goes in there, opens it up, and sees the finger.
They gave him the finger.
They gave him the finger. So this was...
I'm sorry, that's
morbid
as hell.
The good part being is that they dumped everything out the guy had been working on. That was the good part. You know, they just didn't kind of take the finger out and keep going. So anyway, but I love hot dogs. Mm. Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure.
I just wanted to throw something out that crossed my mind. You know, an 80-year-old man dies in his sleep. This is hardly a news thing.
I'm just reading about this, and you know, the sheriff's department saying, you know, they investigated it. The personal physician of Scalia's personal physician, they're saying, the family says, look, you know, everything goes along with what his history was and the fact that he was in repose when they found him. There was no pillow over his face. There wasn't anything like that. He was just found like that, and they've got him on a plane. He's already flying back, you know, to the Capitol. And they're just saying is that, you know, it's just natural causes. You know, 79-year-old, this thing's happened to. Now, we can, you know, the conspiracy theories and everything is going on saying, well, gosh, he was going to go hunting. Oh, well, you know what? Basketball players go out to play basketball and die on the field.
Apparently, healthy guys drop dead on the golf course every day,
practically. The part where they said they called his personal physician And there was nothing, you know, tells me that maybe Scalia had some heart problems. I mean, he was overweight and 79 years old, so. But he was happy. They said the night before he was real happy. Hey, you know, we're going to, you know, he was out hunting with his friends. Like 35 people were there, so. Anyway, he was a group of about 35 weekend guests. And he arrived Thursday around noon or Friday around noon. They had dinner Friday night. Scalia was his usual personable self, Poindexter said. Retired around 9 p.m. because he wanted to get a good night's sleep. I think there probably should be an autopsy.
Yeah.
Lay all of this to rest.
That I would be totally on board with that. But I don't think being skeptical about the conspiracy theory makes me a gullible sheep, as somebody just referred to me a while ago.
Are you a gullible sheep?
A gullible sheep. Not just a sheep, a gullible sheep.
Hey, Rayola, I have tickets for you for last week. I don't know. It's still here.
So, how do you feel about surveys? Surveys said, you know, when they start working on people coming out of the polls, or when the guy calls you up in the middle of the night and asks you a bunch of questions. That if you look at the questions, they're designed to elicit a response.
Sure.
Often a predetermined response.
Of course.
And it often depends on who's paying for the survey.
Absolutely.
So I regard these polls, exit polls and pundit polls and all that, I take that all with a very large grain of salt.
Okay.
So there's an interesting observation that has been made about Google, which is, of course, nowadays a verb. Let's just Google it.
How about I've been Googled?
Yeah, I've been Googled.
How about Google you?
Yeah.
See, it's like that other famous word that can be used any way you want it. Well, Google you. I've been Googled.
Well, it's like Mother Google. It's like Kleenex. You know, Kleenex is a verb, and you know, aspirin should be a trade name. It's not. It's a verb. So, rather, it's a generic term. I should say it's not a verb. But
I was bent over and Googled. It was terrible. They Googled me.
Well, of course, that may be a little closer to the truth.
And by the way, I can only say this because I found out also Friday is that school buses are listening to us, and I went, they are.
Oh yeah!
I'd like to listen to you, and the kids like to listen to you.
So
tomorrow we're going to do a shout out for at least one of the buses.
Boy, that adds
tomorrow.
A layer of responsibility.
Whoa! I tell you what, that really cleans. But I know when they're listening because I know when they're on their way to school and all this. So I know where to clean up my act.
Yeah.
So it's not now.
Do we have a fan club of tweens?
Yeah, it's in there. Yeah, I guess you know what we're doing. What we want is we want all the school bus drivers to listen to us. And then we can indoctrinate the little kids they have behind them.
Hey, if you're a tween and you're actually listening to this program and you don't think
you're learning something,
you're maybe learning something. Send us an email. I'd love to see that.
Oh no, we talked to another lady that you know her son is. Remember we talked about we wanted to have that kid on and he was like 14 and say let's hear what 14-year-olds are talking about. But it was a little bit too early for him. He was a little.
I forgot, tweens don't email because it takes too long.
Yeah. It's too long. They can tweet you.
They can tweet, yeah. I think Twitter is passe, too. And I don't do the other stuff. What is it? It's not Instagram or Snapchat or something.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't even keep up with it, and I'm in a business.
Now that we've talked about being Googled, what's happening is what we're going to talk about is that can Google or can searches predict?
Yeah. It's an interesting trend, and the takeaway here, of course, is that you're looking at the data that has not been solicited. See, the trouble with all these surveys is that you are soliciting the data.
Right. And you'll say here, who do you think should be president? And you've got all these lists, and you just plunk on them, except they're all, like, you know, set.
So Google, essentially, is turning out to be a pretty good predictor, at least in the U.S., of political contests. In the New Hampshire primary, the results corresponded closely with Google searches into the candidates just prior to the election. So, in other words, people who wanted to know more about Bernie Sanders would look up hits on him. And the voting actually reflected the percentage of people who were looking up stories
and who ended up voting for him.
Yeah, who ended
but
up.
But it's not just New Hampshire though; it's in other places in the world.
So far, and the same thing happened pretty much in Iowa. So this will be an interesting trend to follow. Same thing happened on the Republican side. Donald Trump had 35% of the vote, and he had about 41% of the searches an hour before the polls closed. So people were making up their minds in the closing hours.
And it's not just in America either. I think they're finding this throughout the world, that people that are doing searches, it has an impact on what's happening, or at least it doesn't have an impact, but it shows that people who are doing searches and on one side of an issue, that has an impact. It's almost predictive.
Yes, in fact, I remember the Greek referendum on the euro that took place last year. Looking at the searches during last July's referendum, they found that the results accurately forecast the outcome of the election, even when exit polls themselves were very unclear.
See, so this is kind of interesting. I mean, now you're talking about, you know, all these pollsters and all these things. Exit polls, we have learned over the last two elections, are so bad. I mean, just so bad. I mean, no, I mean, it's like, I don't even understand why they even do them, because they are so far off. Remember that when they were trying to tell everybody, you know, how everybody was losing. Oh, no, he's losing by 50%.
Yeah.
He's losing, you know, 65 to 35. And it was just the opposite. Isn't it interesting that you can do things on searches? They'll be following this, I'm sure.
Now, one of the things that comes to mind, though, is that search results, and every search engine has been accused of skewing search results in favor of paid advertisers. So are the political folks going to be working hard to try? Are they going to be paying to have their stuff pushed to the top of the heap?
Oh. But you just ruined it for me.
Yeah, but this is just in terms of sheer somebody sitting down typing in Bernie Sanders.
That's all
or
it is. It's
Donald
just
Trump.
A name. It's
those
just,
raw
it's
numbers.
Just that. It has nothing to do with else like that because
the results.
They have to type them in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's 8:31 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking off today. She worked all weekend long, and she'll be back with us on Wednesday. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning here on Monday, February the 15th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda Concept Spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 25 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. 59 degrees, going up to 78 today. Beautiful, beautiful weather here the next couple of days, and we're going to be hitting rain on Wednesday, including thunderstorms. Great, great, great. So we can get the more water into the lake and more snow. I don't know if it'll be snow, but at least we can have that. 25 minutes again to the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Go down and get a haircut down there. It's the best place to get a haircut in the anywhere. You know what? I've never enjoyed haircuts like I do down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business, DJ, Tim, and Logan down there. They need to expand because they have so many customers that, they can put a fourth barber in there, and he's thinking about that. You know, but it's got to be a special kind that fits in. You know, I mean, it can't just be anybody that walks in there. Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold.
By the way, a news tip for those among us who are sort of news junkies and things like that. If you have a tablet, I highly suggest getting Flipboard. Very nice news aggregator, and it's where I get a lot of topics from that when I'm running out of things to say, I pull up Flipboard, and there's often interesting topics. You can actually customize your news feed and only look at stuff that you really care about.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have that on my iPhone. That's something like that that brings it up. We're talking about that because we have open mic today, so give us a call at 605-4567. Our guest didn't make it in 10 minutes till. Gave us a call. Sorry. Okay. See if we advertise for you next time you run for something. Anyway. Of course we will. Pay me money. I'll advertise for you.
He's back. Henry is back.
Henry, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. On the lighter side this morning.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Valentine's Day is very dangerous. Fred's dead.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Fred had gone 25 years married to this woman without giving her a Valentine's Day present. And so he went to Victoria's Secret and picked up a see-through negligee for $500 and put it in a box and took it home. And he said, would you model it for me? So she said, sure. So she went in the bedroom and took a look at it, and the receipt was in the box. And she figures she'll go out and do a spin around in the nude. He can't see well anyway. Take it back and get the money back. So he comes out, and she does a spin around and says, what do you think? And he looks at her and says, for $500, they could iron the damn thing. He never heard the shot that killed him.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a nice day, Henry.
Yeah, you too.
Where do you take that?
I don't know. Where do you go from there?
Where do you go from there?
I mean, I'm going back to, you know, getting... Anyway, all right.
Moving right along.
Yeah, let's just
605-4567.
Elephant Preserve in northern Tama County. You know, they've been talking about this. They're doing an environmental impact statement. I mean, think about this. 4,900 acres. How many elephants can you put on an elephant preserve of almost 5,000 acres? I think the numbers are talking about of 50 or less, but that's a lot of elephants. I mean, and then how are you going to keep them in there if the elephants just decide one day, let's just go on a walkabout?
Yeah.
And they go next door.
They just had a story out of India, some elephant going on a rampage and tearing down a bunch of houses. Or maybe it was, I don't know, it was some obscure corner of the world, but...
But still, I mean, we could have elephants. You know, I mean, would you have, I mean, if you decided, how do you keep an elephant into someplace? I mean, it would have to be some pretty big fences that are maybe electrified.
Yeah.
Because elephants are pretty smart.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, I mean, if they touch something that's going to burn them a little bit, that they might not touch them anymore. So,
I have encountered, you know, there's wild hogs down there in Tuscan Butte, just outside of, in that same region, outside of Red Bluff.
I've been told there's wild hogs out
there. There's wild hogs out there the size of a Toyota, buddy.
I've been told there's wild hogs out there. You know, I've been hunting wild hogs several times and have yet to see a wild hog. I've been hearing that there's wild hogs out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I saw this. I thought it was a cow, and then it turned out, I said, no, that's no cow. It's too low to the ground. The thing was huge. I was not about to get out of the car.
Was that the end of the story?
Pretty much, but a friend of mine was put in the back of his pickup by one for about an hour.
Wild hogs down there, same place where the elephants are going to be?
I think that's that same area if it's out there towards Tuscan.
That should be really interesting. I'm going to have pigs... Wild pigs and elephants. The question is I mean, where the elephants are coming, I guess, from all over, and they're coming being rescued out of circuses and old zoos and things like this. So, okay, not a bad idea. All right, open mic Monday. Not planning on doing that, but okay, let's talk about this. This is what the Patrick Jones was going to talk about when he came in today. He says, and he's going to talk about the homeless, and everybody's all pumped up. When Lloyd Pendleton came in about, you know, starting a homeless shelter. Now, here's the thing about it, and it's not just a homeless shelter; it's housing for the homeless, and it's those. And he says, start small, get 5, 6, 7 people. We started with 18. You start with 5 people, and you house them immediately, and you take the ones that are the biggest problems to the police that are on the streets that are causing all these problems, and then you put them in housing. Now, here's the rules for living in housing. You don't have to be clean and sober or anything. You just have to be in there. And you've got to obey the rules. What are the rules? Well, you can't sell drugs out of there. And you can't beat up on your neighbors. So there is no real... Once you get them in there, they believe that once they're in there, then you can start the stability process. But you don't have to be clean and sober when you get in there. What Jones, I think, was going to talk about, he alluded to it, was that, well, what's the cost on this? What's the cost on putting people into these homes? And who's going to pay for it? Is it going to be the taxpayers that are putting 25, 30, 50, 60? I mean, if you buy a motel and you put 200 people in there, who's paying for that? Is that the taxpayers? And Anita Brady, who is, I believe, a very liberal lady, said something under one of the comments. She said, what happens to that single mom? What happens when that single mom is working 2 jobs, looks over and sees these people that are smoking smoking dope or doing dope in their homes? Because it doesn't say you can't use it in your homes, in your given homes. It just says you can't sell it. So what happens then? What's that woman going to think when she has that? You know, when she sees that, she's working so hard. Wait a minute. I'm obeying the rules. I'm working my butt off here, and they're getting this. What kind of consternation is that going to cause? Well, that's a good question. That's a great question, Anita. Maybe more so than, oh, we shouldn't help anybody. That's not the point, not help anybody. But what about all the ramifications on this? But let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Howard. Howard, good morning. Do you have something you want to talk about?
Yes, good morning, Carl. And I'm talking about some of the what I would consider at this point in life athletes here that go to Shasta High School. And a lot of times we look in the sports page and we see soccer and volleyball and basketball and football and that kind of thing. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm a retired teacher, but also I spent about 30 years as a sports medicine athletic trainer in different sports.
Okay.
Anyway, back in January 17th, Shasta Union High School's Shasta High's cheerleaders competed in the National High School Cheer Competition at the state regionals in Sacramento, and they won that.
Wow.
And then, because they won that, they were asked to go in February to Orlando, Florida, and compete in the Nationals. And they were the only cheerleading team that I've been able to find out about north of Sacramento that was asked to go. And they went. And they went to Disney World, and they went down there on Thursday the 4th of February and came back on Monday the 8th of February, and they competed down there on the 26th. Their coach's name is Amy Isley, E-I-S-Z-E-L-E. And there were about 300 teams down there at the United that belonged to the United Cheerleading Association.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted them to get a little recognition because I know several of the girls, and I know that girls that are flipping in the air and stuff, they have pulled muscles, they have torn
it's
ligaments.
It's dangerous. Isn't it
and
the most
they
dangerous?
Have, even as they've yeah. thrown people in the air and the girls that catch them coming down, they have broken fingers.
Isn't
so it's not as gentle and just a cheery thing as you may think.
No. In fact, cheerleading, from what I understand, is one of the most dangerous sports out there. And it's called a sport now.
Yeah, it is. And so I just wanted this group, and I don't know, maybe down the road you could have the coach come in, Amy Isley, and
I'd love to do that.
In fact, and interview him.
Well, you know what? We'd love to do that. And we're going to do that because we love anything that, you know, people represent our area up here. And
yeah.
You know what? This is not the first time Shasta's won, either. I knew a mother that was in with girl. But it never worked out getting them on the show. So maybe we can get the coach on, though. That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
You bet.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:45 here in the morning. And Dick, we'll get to you right after these messages. We want to talk, too, about I've got another point of view here from Shasta Minded in the chat room that says, you know, talks about, well, look, we need to look at it like this, you know, and when we're talking about paying for this is the cost of not paying for it. So it's a good chat room comment here. We're going to get to that, too. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and of course, reloading supplies. The Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 11 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. 59 degrees. Bob, tell us what the weather's going to be like here for the day.
Well, for the day, it's going to actually get up right around 80 degrees, amazingly enough. But that changes in the next 2 days. It's going to cool off tomorrow. And then by Wednesday, we're expecting to see some rain, half an inch or so. A little bit of break in the action on Thursday. Friday, more rain, another half inch or so. In the high mountain passes, we could see 2 feet of snow.
No, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great because we need that snowpack.
But it does mean if you're planning on going driving in the midweek, you need to plan accordingly because the weather could be a little poopy up high.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, 365-3793. Great people out there. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dick.
The patiently waiting Dick.
Hey, thank you for waiting, Dick.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for letting me talk about this homeless situation.
Sure.
You know, we have in our town right now two organizations that are doing basically what these folks have been talking about doing, and that's FaithWorks, who has a group of fourplexes on Railroad Avenue, and they bring in families that are homeless and work with them, get them jobs, get them. They can live there for a year to 18 months, help them save money to rent an apartment or rent a house or whatever. I've been to their graduation programs, and it's just awesome what FaithWorks is doing with these families that are homeless. So
FaithWorks, okay.
We have a program already going in this town that nobody seems to know about. Well, FaithWorks then went on to buy a fourplex over on Lake Boulevard, and it's called the Cornelius House.
Uh-huh.
And it's named after Cornelius, who was the first gladiator to embrace Christ. And that fourplex houses about 12 homeless veterans.
Okay.
And if people want to find out what it costs to run these programs and whatnot, those are two perfect examples that our city fathers.
Well, I think what I'm going to do then is, thanks a lot, Dick, for this, because, yes, I knew about that, but it's not at the front of my mind. I'm going to call them and get them on so we can talk about what it costs and the things they're doing, because they are doing great work. You're right. I've known about them before. I knew about the Cornelius. I knew all about that. So I appreciate this.
So we don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We can take a look at very successful programs that are going on right now in our city,
mm-hmm.
and maybe expand on those and follow the guidelines that they've set up.
Oh, they did it. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Dick.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Okay. Morton, good morning. Do you have a comment? Hello, Morton?
Morton, are you there?
Hello, Morton.
Okay. Hold on. Let me try something here.
Hello, Morton.
Hello, Morton, are you there?
Morton, are you there? Hello, Morton. Okay, hold on. Let me try something here.
Well, okay, we can hear his radio. Apparently, he stepped away.
All right. Well Morton calls back again. So, okay. Comments here from Shasta Minded says, Pendleton and the housing them first, then working with them costs only $12,000 per year. I guess that's per each one. The cost of not housing them is a whole lot more. As a practical matter, it makes sense. If Utah, one of the most conservative states in the Union, can do it, I think Shasta County, Redding should take a serious look at it. He also mentioned a change in our attitudes toward the homeless was a key to success. I think they also said, you know, but here's one thing you can't forget, is that this is out of Utah, and it is a very conservative state, but it's also a state that's dominated by the Church of Latter-day Saints. And the lieutenant governor of Utah, who of course is a Latter-day Saint, as is the governor, they got behind this, and they pushed money to it to make it work. So you've got to say to yourself, okay, is the state going to give a buy-in on this? How much is the state going to buy in on this? Do we have Morton back?
No, Morton, please try one more time. A little glitchy phone set up there. I think I've got it. I think I have it figured out.
But it's true what Shasta Minded says, is that you've got to change your attitude on the homeless. Now, the question is, okay, you start with five people, and it makes no difference. And the Record Searchlight's all over this thing. Of course, they helped to bring Pendleton in. We were fortunate to have Pendleton sitting in here in the office, and we're asking him these questions. But there's other things I wanted to talk to him too. But you take these people, and the bottom line is this: is that they took a Holiday Inn, they put the homeless in this, and they started with their worst ones that were the most problems that were having all types of problems with them, and they put 200 of them in here. I mean, they started with 18, but now they're up to 200. So the question is this: how many of them ever leave there? And he says 50% will never leave this. You will be paying for them forever or until they die.
Because of them in prison.
Well, just let me finish here. They may not be prisoners, though. These are just ones with mental problems, you know, that should be in a home, but there's no homes for them. So they burnt their brains out on drugs, and they're not going to go anywhere with that, or that this is just going to be the lifestyle. So 50% of them will never move out of there. So you're taking care of them for at this place for the rest of their lives. Then you have the 10% that make it out of there. Then you have the 6% that get kicked out of there because they get into fights or whatever they're doing at the place. And so then you've got 10% that just kind of wander away and may come back. So your success rate is only like about 10%. But what you have done is you've taken most of your problems, your big problems, and taken them off the street and put them someplace else. They don't have a lot of rules. They have managers there. And they said even if somebody gets into fights with their neighbors, they sometimes will move them to another housing area to see if they can get along better with somebody else. They do a lot before they kick a person out, in other words. So is Redding ready for that? Let's ask Billy Bob. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Bob. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, just to throw something out there. Again, this homeless problem is very grueling and very expensive. And so I've got an idea. Only in the fact that the point of it all is to rehabilitate these people. I mean, there's no way you can afford apartments and motels and everything. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's too expensive. And the thing is that what we need is for them to organize around themselves. And they've done that in their own way in these homeless camps. So the idea is, and just this is something that we got to think about, but you get an area, a fairly large acreage of outlying Redding ground, someplace close where it's not out of the way so we can get the service organizations in there, and you fence it, and you put in a tent city, low-cost tent cities, everything is ship-shaped. You throw in a couple of metal buildings, cheap metal buildings for a commissary and everything else, and the bathroom facilities, and then you turn it over to these people and let them be responsible for themselves. And we call it Bumville. And they get their own, they can organize their own bum city council, they can organize their own city bum cops, they can get their bum
I think I'm getting. I think I'm getting the drift here, Billy Bob. I'm getting the drift here. Okay, so you're just saying.
Yeah, they have to organize themselves.
I know. They organize themselves, and then it'd be like, kind of like a Lord of the Flies, right?
Well, and then they get camaraderie among themselves, and they start
keep the place
up.
Clean. You know, they've got a good record of that. 50% of them are crazy. Not crazy, but they have mental problems, and they need to have medicine and all that, but that's okay. All right. But there's one
right.
way. That's one way of doing it, Billy Bob. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, Bumville.
Bumville. Got it. Right. Okay. We put it out at Stillwater. It's, you know, shovel ready. Okay, Bad Bob. You know, Shasta Mining is, hey, you can shoot the idea right away if you want nothing to change. Something needs to change, Shasta Mining. You're absolutely right. So we've got to get our arms around this. Is providing, I really like what came out of San Antonio, we don't have a lot of time, where they started putting them into a sobering center, and they moved them, after they were sober, they moved them into an area to start helping them. The Utah program is, you take them, you take your worst ones, you just get them off the street. And you stabilize them, then maybe you can help them. Maybe not. You've got to be prepared for this continual cost of taking care of, 100? Feeding them, medical, everything, housing, with nothing that tells them that they have to get better.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Some incentive.
You know, Shasta Money, you're right. We need to reach out here. But Shasta County, as Dave says, is not Utah. The tenants return them in honey oil labs when two tenants have a fight and one burns down the complex. Anyway, hey, everybody. Everybody have a great day today. You know, tomorrow, super Tuesday someplace. Anyway, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. A Texas judge says she consulted with the personal physician of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and with sheriff's investigators before concluding that Scalia died of natural causes. Scalia was found dead in his room at a West Texas resort on Saturday morning. He was 79. The unexpected death of Justice Antonin Scalia and the immediate declaration from Republicans that the next president should nominate his replacement adds even more weight to the decision that voters will be facing in November's general election. But legal analyst David Boies says politics played no part in Scalia's confirmation.
Justice Scalia himself was confirmed unanimously by Republicans and Democrats. They knew he was very conservative, but they believed that the president had the right to appoint somebody who he wanted, as long as he was qualified. And I would hope the Republican senators would take the same view.
Boies spoke to CBS's This Morning.